This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
Luke, the 14th chapter. So that servant, the 21st verse, came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind." And the servant said, "Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room." And the Lord said unto the servant, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper." Misfits fit for the kingdom of God. Will you pray with me? Most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, once again you've allowed us to stand behind this sacred desk and to proclaim your sacred word unto your sanctified people, those who have been set apart and who have assembled themselves together here in this place to hear your word. I pray, Father God, that you would have mercy upon all of us and help us as we walk through this barren land. And Father, we are only pilgrims. Time is short. But Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. We need you. In times like these, we need you, Lord, and we need you right now. Father God, we pray right now that you would move in a mighty way. Help us, Father God, to absorb your word, that we might go out too into the highways and hedges and compel men and women, boys and girls everywhere, that Jesus Christ is Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, do we pray? Amen and amen. This passage gives a clear picture of the Lord's great invitation to mankind and the flimsy excuses men give for not accepting his invitation. The scene is known as the Great Supper of God, the great marriage feast of Matthew should be compared with this passage. There are some of the same similarities, but differences are many. Jesus was still at the feast of the chief Pharisee. when Jesus mentioned the resurrection, all of a sudden, one of the Pharisees broke forth in joyful praise. Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. He burst forth and began to praise God when he began to expound and talk about the resurrection. He said, blessed be, blessed be, blessed be God. What the Pharisees meant was the Jewish picture of the great messianic feast was to be given by God for his people when he set up his kingdom on earth. And the Pharisees saw himself and the Jewish nation only as being invited to God's great feast. There's something wrong with this picture. He saw the Jewish people only being invited to the supper feast. And they were God's chosen people. But you know, when God has been good to you, sometimes we can take God for granted. And we take our position in the place of God for granted and think that only we would be the ones that would enter into the kingdom of God. And the Jewish nation began to believe that they had a monopoly on God and they had a monopoly on the things of God. And that when God spoke about the great resurrection and the great feast of God, that they were the only one that were to be invited. But I heard the Bible says that Jesus came to his own and his own received him not. The great supper of God will include guests from the highways and the hedges. Right then you ought to say thank you, God, that God has not excluded us from the great feast in the kingdom of God. And I don't know about you today, but I'm glad that the Lord has invited us to. But as we begin to look at the text, it said a certain man made a great supper. Yeah. And he bade or invited, all of those that were qualified to come. But all together, they began to make excuses why they were not able to come. You see, sometimes we can get too big for our own britches. And he sent his servant at supper time. Isn't that right? You know something about supper time. I don't believe they have supper time no more. You know, we used to have a lunch and dinner, and then we had supper. Yeah. And when supper was ready, the one who was doing the making ready would let the house know that it was supper time. I don't believe I hear y'all in here, but I can hear, I smell in my mind that as my grandmother would make those old biscuits, isn't that right? And she would be cooking in the kitchen, and you could smell the aroma of supper time. Can I ask you right now, do you smell the aroma of supper time right now? You say, well, Reverend, how can we smell the aroma of supper time? Well, it's a spiritual aroma. You don't hear me? You see, I can smell the aroma
of supper time when the people of God come into the house of God. And when they begin to pray and talk to my Father, that's the aroma of supper time. Isn't that right? And not only that, when they begin to sing the songs of Zion, isn't that right? And that's the aroma of supper time. Isn't that right? Anytime we gather, I don't care if it's for a funeral, and I don't care if it's for the have a singing, it's aroma all in the house. Can't you smell it in the air right now? Isn't that right? And somebody called it joy. Yeah, when I can smell joy in the midst of my pain. How about you? In the midst of whatever you're going through, the aroma is joy all in this place. And then sometimes when you smell the aroma of supper time, sometimes you put your hand together and begin to praise and worship the God. Isn't that right? And other times you lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord. I can smell the aroma of supper right now. Isn't that right? Do you have the aroma? Is it all around you right now? Isn't that right? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God because it's supper time. Isn't that right? Wait a minute now. It says, and but with all of one consent, all together, they began to make excuses. See, they got used to being God's peculiar people. They've gotten used that God were, they were God's chosen people. And they began to, they began to put on the back burner the things of God. Sometimes we do that, don't we? When we ought to be in church praising and worshiping God, we find an excuse. Isn't that right? Well, I can't go to church this morning because my shoes, not right. Well, I can't go to church this morning because my suit done got a little small. Isn't that right? I can't go to church this morning because I didn't wake up in time. Isn't that right? I can't go to church this morning because I don't like the way they do it over there. In that right? And we find all kind of excuses why we all not serve God. In that right? We want to hear him say, well done. But you know you got to have some well done works. In that right? The Bible says, I got to preach in season and out of season. I got to preach the gospel when I feel like it and when I don't feel like it. I got to praise the Lord when I feel like it and when I don't feel like it. You got to sing when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. You got to play when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. You got to praise when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. In that right? Can I get a witness? Everybody in here didn't feel like it, but in that right? But we had to come in that right because we know where all of our help come from. Anybody in here? That's all right. I may not feel my best right now. In that right? Well, that's all right. The God I serve, I say the God I serve, I may not feel like waving my hand, but ain't he good? Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? Any good? But that's all right. Don't make no excuse while you're all not praising God. But you ought to praise God. And let me tell you right now, when you don't feel like praising God, that's the time you ought to praise God. Do I have any praises in here? Good God Almighty. Oh Lord. Now look and listen to these flimsy excuses. He said, tell them that I'm a real estate agent. And I've just bought a parcel of land. And I don't have time to fool around going to that feast. Yeah, I bought a ground. But he didn't know that the one that he borrowed it from, yeah, got it from the one that made it. When you know, good God Almighty, oh Lord, the ground that he bought, the Bible said, when men, yeah, die, they shall turn to ashes, and dust to dust. In that right, he didn't know, yeah, Lord, who his maker was, or he forgot the one that owned the property. It really wasn't the one that owned the property, but the owner that owned the property owned the one that owned the property that thought he owned the property. In that right, can I stop right here and talk to you a little bit? When you need something, don't go to the one that you think you own it. Go to the owner of the owner. Good God Almighty. Oh Lord. I heard Jesus say when he was looking for an animal to ride into Jerusalem, he said, go and you'll find an ass coat tied up. Go tell the owner that the owner said. Good God Almighty. Sin, good God Almighty, in there right. Go tell the owner that the real owner. Anybody in here, you got problems? Go tell the owner, yeah, that the owner said it belonged to me. I don't care what the bank said, in there right. I don't care what they said. Go tell the owner. Go tell the owner that the owner said it all belongs to me. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof is his also. Can I hear somebody say yeah? I wish I heard one person say yeah. Isn't that right? So when you're looking for a job, tell the owner of the owner of the owner that the one that owned it said you can have a job. Anybody in here feel like shouting because they know the owner? Do you know him? Any good? Oh yeah, I feel my help coming. Anybody in here? Yeah, call on the owner right now and tell him thank you, Lord. Now wait a minute. The 19th verse said, and another said, I brought five yoke of oxen, and I got to go. I'm in the business of buying animals. The Lord said, ain't nothing. I put animals into a boat and sail them through the waters. Two by two, the call went out And the animals heard the call of Jesus. Isn't that right? Don't worry about the animals. Isn't that right? He said, I'm bored. 5 yoke of oxen. And you tell me who buys a parcel of ground and buys yoke of oxen without first going and looking at them. These were flimsy excuses. But they didn't know that they were excusing themselves from God's table. Isn't that right? I heard the Lord say, I shall never more drink of the fruit of the vine with you until I drink it with you new in my Father's kingdom. Isn't that right? I don't know about you, but I'm glad about that, because the table is sitting right now. He said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I got to prove them. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? But the Bible said, try me and see if I won't open the windows of heaven and pull you. Anybody in here? I wish I had one or two witnesses. He said, try me. Try the Lord. See if I won't open here up the windows of heaven and pull you. Anybody need some pulling right now? Say yeah. Anybody need a blessing right now? Yeah, I don't need a sprinkle. I need a pouring right now. Say yeah. God Almighty. Another one said, I'd have married me a wife, and therefore I can't come. She looked good. She's fine as wine. And I'm going to spend some time with her. Isn't that right? Oh, Lord. Good God Almighty. Well, one day he might wish he had a came and brought her along with him. Isn't that right? Good God Almighty. Oh, Lord, don't make excuses. These are flimsy excuses. What God had joined together, let no man put asunder. Bring them on in, and they might be able to sit at the table of the Almighty God. Anybody in here? And look what it said. I got to finish now. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master that had made the supper was hurt to a heart. He got angry. See, I came to the household of Israel first. I came to the church first. And they had so many busy things going on that they could not recognize who the king was. Isn't that right? You know, a lot of times we can play prodigal son right in the house of God. Isn't that right? They didn't recognize. Isn't that right? Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, he said, go and hurry up. Don't tarry. Don't hang around. Go out. Yeah. And find the misfits. Good God Almighty. Y'all start shouting after a while. Find the misfits. Isn't that right? Yeah, the one that ain't fit. Isn't that right? You heard somebody say to you, you ain't fit for nothing. Isn't that right? He said, go out, find the misfits. Find those who are blind and can't see their way through. Find them and tell them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In their right, find those that can't see their way through financial difficulties and tell them, I can make a way out of no way. Find them, oh Lord, who having a hard time in their life, and let them know that I got a way made already for them in their right. Find Do I have any misfits in here? Yeah. He said, find the lame. They can't walk. Somebody got to carry them. Let them know I will carry them like children in my arms. Find the misfits. Find those who are not worthy to come in. They are misfits. Find the blind. Find the lame. Find those. They're misfits in their right. Misfits. You know what they say about misfits? They tell misfits, you ain't no good. They call misfits everything but a child of God. They call misfits, you ain't gonna make it. But that's all right. You can call me a misfit, but I'm fit for the kingdom of God. Anybody in here?
We hope you are blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. What you have heard the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday, school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.